chapter 64 to 65. And I saw other figures hidden in that place. And I heard the voice of the messenger saying,
"These are the messengers who descended upon the earth. And they revealed what was secret to the sons of the humans. And they seduced the sons of the humans so that they committed sin."
And behold, the names of those messengers. And these are their names. Their first is Shemihaza, and the second is Artikolf. The third is Ramashel. The fourth is Kokabel. The fifth is Armumael. The sixth is Rammel. The seventh is Daniel. The eighth is Zekel. The ninth is Barakel. The tenth is Azazel. The 11th is Hermani. The 12th is Matarel. The 13th is Bazazel. The 14th is Ananel. The 15th is Turiel. The 16th is Shamshiel. The 17th is Sariel. The 18th is Tumiel. The 19th is Turiel. The 20th is Yamiel. The 21st is Zahorel. These are their chief messengers and their names, and the leaders of their hundreds, and the leaders of their fifties, and the leaders of their tens. And the name of the first is Yakon. This is the one who led all the children of the messengers astray and brought them down upon the earth and led them astray through the daughters of the humans. And the name of the second is Kasbael. This one gave evil counsel to the children of the holy messengers and led them astray so that they defiled their bodies through the daughters of the humans. And the name of the third is Gadrael. This is the one who showed all the fatal blows to the sons of the humans. And he led Eve astray. And he showed the shield, and the coat of mail, and the sword for battle, and all the implements of death to the sons of the humans. And from his hand they have gone forth against all who dwell upon the earth, from that day and forever and ever. And the name of the fourth is Penemua. This one taught the sons of the humans that bitter was sweet, and sweet bitter. And he showed them all the secrets of their sophistry. And he gave humans knowledge about writing with ink and papyrus. And therefore, many have went astray from of eternity to eternity and until this day. For the humans were not born for this purpose, to confirm their trustworthiness through pen and ink. For the humans were not created to be different from the messengers, so that they should remain pure and righteous. And death, which ruins everything, would not have laid its hand upon them. But through this knowledge of theirs, they are perishing. And through this power, it devours us. And the name of the fifth is Kastaya. This is the one who showed the sons of the humans all the evil blows of spirits and demons, and the blows of the fetus in the womb so that it aborts, and the blow of the soul, the bite of the serpent, and the blow that comes in the noonday heat. The name of the son of the serpent is Tabaet. And it was he who counted up the number of the Ancient of Days for Kasbael, who revealed the sum of the oath to the Holy Ones when he was dwelling on high in glory. And the name of the next is Bika. This one spoke to Michael that he should show him the secret name so that they might make mention of it in the oath, in order that those who showed the sons of the humans everything which was in secret might quake at the name and the oath. And this is the power of this oath, for it is powerful and strong. And the Lord placed this oath, Aka'eh, in the hand of Michael. And these are the secrets of this oath, and they are strong through his oath. And through that oath, the heavens were suspended before the world was created and forever. Through it, the earth was founded upon the waters. And from the hidden recesses of the mountains come forth the beautiful waters. From the creation of the world into eternity. And through that oath, the sea was created along with its foundations. And he placed the sand as its barrier, a boundary which cannot be crossed. In the time of its wrath, from the creation of the world to eternity. And through that oath, the deeps were made firm. And they have stood and are not shaken from their place from eternity to eternity. And through that oath, the sun and the moon complete their course. And they do not deviate from their ordinances from eternity to eternity. And through that oath, the stars complete their courses, and he calls their names, and they answer him from eternity to eternity. And this oath is binding upon them, and they are preserved by it, and their paths are preserved, and their courses will not perish. And likewise, the spirits of the water, of the winds, and all the breezes in their paths, from all the quarters of the winds, and the peals of the thunder, and the flashes of the lightnings, are preserved by it. And the storehouses of the hail are preserved by it, along with the storehouses of the hoarfrost, and the storehouses of the mist, and the storehouses of the rain and the dew. And all these confess and give thanks before the Lord of Spirits, and they glorify him with all their might. And their sustenance is in all their thanksgiving. And they give thanks and glorify and exalt the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. And they had great joy. And they blessed and glorified and exalted because the name of that Son of Man had been revealed to them. And he sat on the throne of his glory. And the whole judgment was given to the Son of Man. And he will make sinners vanish and perish from the face of the earth. And those who led the world astray will be bound in chains, and they will be confined in the assembly place of their destruction. And all their works will vanish from the face of the earth. And never again will there be anything which is corruptible, for that Son of Man has appeared, and he has sat down on the throne of his glory. And all evil will pass away from his presence. And the word of that Son of Man will go forth and will prevail in the presence of the Lord of Spirits.
This is the third parable of Enoch.